Sydney's Centennial Park has always been special for Brazilians living in the city. Every Sunday since the early 1970s, groups of Brazilians have come together to play football. And when the weather permits, a barbecue will usually follow. Josimar Freire is heavily involved in running the Les Murray Cup.
Since it started back in 1972, the gathering is going stronger and stronger. The football never stops. As a matter of fact, nowadays the Centennial Park lands, the Centennial Park, just officialized named Brazilian Fields, which is, we got to take that with a lot of pride.
For Maria Olsen and her late partner Les Murray of SBS and wider football fame, the Fields are and will always be synonymous with Brazil. But as Olsen explains, this isn't just a Sydney thing.
This is part of the Brazilian culture. Even the Brazilians that live away outside Sydney, the ones from Melbourne, Canberra, Perth, they all know this exists.
Brazil's love of football made the brutal 7-1 thrashing by Germany at the last World Cup even harder for Brazilians to take. But with the World Cup coming up, attention is turning to Russia, where Brazil is looking for redemption and a record 6th World Cup title later this year. Gui Souza played for the Brazilian Social Club at the Les Murray Cup.
Brazil is doing really well, so the expectations will be huge, like every World Cup. Hopefully, you know, they can succeed and win the World Cup again. It would be massive for the country and help, like, the economy. Like, it would be a massive boost, you know.
But whoever wins the final in Moscow later this year, Souza says the 46-year tradition of Brazilians coming together in Sydney Centennial Park will remain a fixture.
Just something we do just to get to know each other, to keep our roots together, like our football, our culture, and, of course, enjoy football. And after, we have beautiful food, barbecues and stuff like that.
Come the Qatar World Cup, the Brazilian tradition that has made a small corner of Sydney feel like home will be celebrating its half century. And it's got every chance of lasting a lot longer than that if it continues to make families, friends and plenty of non-Brazilians alike feel welcome to experience a slice of life in Brazil.